Blog Talk Radio. All participants are muted. Muted. Unmuted.
Sister Fan, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Sister Fan? Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right,
Sister Van, can you hear me?
Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. We want to say welcome. Welcome to Open Heaven. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful that the Lord has given us again another opportunity. Here we are for day 4 of the prophetic encounter. Amen, Jesus. How many have truly been blessed on tonight? I know I have. I have been blessed immensely during this prophetic encounter, and I'm telling you, people of God, yet and still, the best is yet to come. We just want to welcome you tonight. Welcome, 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 each and every one. Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. If you have not done so, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite someone to come over. Invite someone to come and be with you tonight for the PNN. Invite them to come.
All participants are muted.
In. Tell them that the Lord has a blessing for them, and we know that He does. God bless you tonight. We want to thank God for all of our listeners.
Entry
those
tones
that are
off.
Internationally,
exit tones are off.
In the 59 countries,
entry tones
59
are on.
Plus countries,
exit tones
we want to
are
thank
off.
You for listening.
Entry
those
and exit
that are listening
tones
in the Isles of the Sea, we thank God for you.
Entry
those that
and
are
exit
in
tones
east,
are off.
The west, the north, the south, we just want to thank you for coming out to listening and to be with us here for the Prayer News Network Global. If you have not had an opportunity to do so, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Go out to your social media page, invite someone to come and be with you tonight. You don't want to miss tonight. You don't want to miss this night. This is the final. This is the final night of our prophetic encounter. And I'm telling you, the Lord has been meeting us here every night. If you have missed any of the nights, we want to let you know, go back and listen. Go to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network. Go to our Prayer News Network page. Listen at all three previous nights. And if you missed any of the nights, you can certainly go back to our PNN page or our ReUp Prayer Group 52. You can also go out there and listen to any of those nights. We want you to get it, people of God. Listen, truly the Lord has a blessing. The Lord has a blessing for you. The Lord has a blessing for each and every one of you. He has a blessing with your name on it, and we want you to get it. Amen. We want you to get all you can and can all that you can get. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, while you're coming in, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We'll give you a couple of numbers whereby you can certainly call and or text and get those broadcasts sent to you. To those of you that have already requested, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're trying to get them out as expeditiously as possible, because we realize that time is of the essence. God is moving by his spirit, and we have got to get in the move. I say that again. God is moving by his spirit, and we have got to be in the move. Amen. That means we got to loose this flesh, people of God. Amen. Those things that hold us down, those things that hold us to earthly desires, we have to release them. Amen, Jesus, and we have to come now and walk in Christ. Amen. We got to take on his mind. Amen. Glory to God. We got to take it all on. Glory be to God. For God is wanting to do something in his people. Glory to God. And to whom it will that will prepare himself, God will reveal him. Amen. Glory to God. This is the time. This is the hour of the manifestation of the sons of God, walking in power, walking in demonstration. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper. Go ahead and get your pencil. Go ahead and get your paper for your note. Go ahead and get your pencil. Get your paper, your notes, your notepads, your phone, whatever you're going to take your notes on, go ahead and get that. Get it so that you can get these jewels. Amen. Get these nuggets as they're dropping out of the mouth of God through his servant. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead now. Do that. Go ahead and do that. We want you to be ready. We want you to be prepared. Amen. Go ahead and, again, text somebody, invite somebody, call somebody to come to the broadcast on tonight. They don't want to miss tonight. At the same time, go ahead and get your pen and paper before you pull up your seat and get ready for tonight's broadcast. While you're doing that, we just want to take the time to always acknowledge our leaders. Thank God for all of the leaders, amen, all of the people whom God has anointed to lead. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. You are much needed in this hour, amen. I just want to thank God, recognize my leaders on tonight, thanking him, glory be to God, for our senior apostle on tonight. Thanking him, glory be to God, for the apostle, the doctor, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him all the way in Trinidad. Thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina out of Gainesville. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, amen, located in Albany, Georgia. Amen. Thanking him for all of the women of God that stand by their side. Amen. Handpicked by God. Amen. We thank God on tonight for our founding father. Thank God. I want to thank God for our founding father. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Dr. S.D. James, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Amen. Glory to God, who has transitioned, gone on to be with the Lord. But we thank God for him. We thank God for the blueprint. We thank God for his labor, amen, for the trails that he has blazed in the earth. Glory to God, going throughout the world, carrying this gospel of the kingdom. We thank God for him, amen, for his works. And here we are, glory be to God. We're not traveling, but here we are over these airwaves. Glory to God, same mission, glory to God, to take this gospel of the kingdom, to take this word so that someone will hear. Someone will listen. Someone will be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. Someone will turn their lives over to the Lord and begin to walk in the newness of life. Amen. Thanking God on tonight for Mother Carrie James, our founding mother. Glory to God. Thank God for her. She is a jewel indeed. She is a jewel indeed, people of God. And we thank God. I thank God for her. Thank God for the First Family. Thanking God tonight for the PNN advisors, each and every one of them in their respective places that the Lord has called them to from several different ministries. But we thank God that the Lord has called us here for a common cause, amen, that this outreach ministry would go forth in the earth. And I'm telling you, people of God, it is going, going, going. We thank God for our prayer warriors, amen. Thank God for our scripture reader. People of God, we thank God for each and every one of you, each of you that are praying for this PNN. We thank God for you because you can look to see how the Lord is expanding borders, and we're yet here. We're yet remaining, yet holding up the bloodstained banner, carrying out, amen, this mission that the Lord has dropped in the earth. So we thank God for you. Thank you for your prayers, each and every one. Thank you for, amen, Jesus, your monetary donations, anything that you have, amen, given to help to keep this ministry moving forward. We thank God for you. God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. Again, we want to say, go ahead now. Go ahead and invite someone to come. They don't want to miss tonight. Glory be to God. We're getting ready. Amen. We are getting ready. Glory be to God, to be blessed by the man of God. Amen. All that the Lord has given him. Glory to God. We have been blessed. Amen. In this prophetic encounter. Glory to God. Again, we want you to invite someone to come. Tell them to come. Compel them to come. Just text somebody. Just text one person, two, three. Jump on one of those group texts and invite them and compel them to come tonight to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord is concerned about you. He's concerned about all of you, the whole of you, the whole man. Glory to God. He's concerned about you, and he wants to bring us, hallelujah, he wants to bring us the Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God on tonight, glory to God, that he has been carefully just maneuvering carefully. Yes, carefully, just showing us the way. Glory be to God. It's not hard, amen, Jesus, but we thank God for the preacher, for the prophet, amen, for the anointing that comes to help us to be able to see. Yes, to be able to see, that our eyes would be open, that the eyes of our understanding would be open, amen, by such the anointing that the Lord has placed on his life, amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We just, again, want to say go ahead now. Go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite them to come. People of God, invite them to come. Amen. We're going to go ahead and move right along, as we said. Amen. Jesus, the word has been so rich that we want to get all of the word. Glory be to God. We want to carve out all of the time, amen, for the word. Amen. So, but tonight, before we get ready, from God, we always have to sanctify the line. because we know that there are forces. The forces of the enemy does not want this word to go forth. So we always come to sanctify the line, sanctify the hearts of the people. Yes, glory to God. Ask for God's divine intervention that he would come, that his angels would rest in the midst of us, wherever we are, all over the world. Amen. That spirit of distraction, glory to God, would be brought down. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus, because we want you to hear all that God has for you. So tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're going to ask Evangelist Diane Bonds, if she would come and sanctify the line on tonight for us. And then after that, we're going to ask for Sister Mary Hollins, if she would come with our scripture reading, amen, in that order. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. God bless everyone tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. Praise God. Amen. For all he's done. Praise God. Amen. Actually, draw your hearts and minds in tonight. Praise God. Amen. Let's touch heaven tonight. Let's touch it. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have allowed us to see. Thank you, Lord, for taking us through this day, Father, without no hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we thank you for taking us safely over the highways and byways. Oh, God, we thank you for waking us up early this morning, clothing in our right mind. Lord, we thank you for seeing a brand new day that we have never seen before. Lord, we praise your name today for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you. Glory to God, because you allowed us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, you just rise up early this morning to say thank you. And Lord, we come to say thank you this morning. Lord, today, tonight, Lord, for every day, morning, noon, night, Lord, we thank you for all the days that you have allowed us to see, Father. And we realize, oh God, we could not have made it this far without you. And Lord, we come tonight in the name of Jesus, asking you, oh God, Lord, to forgive us of our sins, oh God, Lord, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God, Lord, to be more like you in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we asking you tonight, Father, to take control of the service on tonight, Father, whether in word, song, praise God, or worship. Lord, you take control in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we come into this place gathered in your name to worship you. Lord, that we forget about ourselves and concentrate on you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, Father, to bless the message and the messenger on tonight. Father, just have your way. Move what you got to move, oh God, that we may go forward in you tonight, Father, that you can have your way tonight. Lord, we come against every hinder in the name of Jesus. Lord, to let your word tonight deliver, let your word heal, save. Hallelujah, set free in the name of Jesus, that every yoke be destroyed by the anointing of God. Lord, we thank you today. Hallelujah, for your goodness and your kindness. Lord, we ask you to remember those, oh God, not feeling well tonight in the bodies, oh God, whether home or in the hospitals. In the name of Jesus, but Father, you are the healer. Hallelujah, Lord, you heal all manner of disease. Lord, and there is nothing too hard for you to do. Lord, we ask you to remember our nation. Hallelujah, all over the world, oh God, our foreign lands. Oh, Father, for there, oh God, that are going through with no water. God, hallelujah, no food, oh God. But Lord, you said in your word, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, there will come a time, oh God, where there will be a need. Hallelujah, for the word of God. And Lord, we need it as never before. Father, we ask you, oh God, to rain tonight on the just and the unjust. Lord, to have mercy tonight, Father God. Remember those that's incarcerated in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember families. Strengthen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen marriages. Glory to God. Lord, just remember the White House. Father, would you remember the whole calendar in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask you, Lord, to touch us. Hallelujah. Destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord. And we come tonight, Father. We come tonight in this place. Glory to God, Lord, expecting a miracle. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're expecting a move. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, Father, where you remember, praise God, our cities. Glory to God, the east, north, south, and west, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, for we realize there is nothing too hard for you to do. Father, where you continue to keep us covered under your blood, in the name of Jesus. Father, where you to keep us under your blood, oh God, keep our mind stayed on you, in the name of Jesus. Father, where you deliver tonight, hallelujah, Father. We want you to open up blind eyes. Open up deaf ears, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for Lord, we want you, Father. Hallelujah, pour out your anointing. Fresh oil tonight in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, oh God. Lord, let the word encourage tonight. Hallelujah, exuberate tonight. God, activate, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, that we stir up the gift that is in us tonight, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you tonight, and we ask you tonight, Father, hallelujah, have your way. Bless the, oh God, Lord, even the host tonight, the visionary, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people tonight, whether far or near. And Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you. Hallelujah. We ask you tonight. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, Lord, let it be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Give it honor to God. To our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to Evangelist Bonds, to our speaker for the night, Prophet Postel, to our PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wards, and to our, all of our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the 37th Psalm. Step of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lenient, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaken not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have read the 37th Psalm, the 23rd through the 34th verse. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Bonds. God bless you tonight. Amen. Sanctifying the line, getting our minds, getting our heart, our spirits ready for what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. God bless you on tonight, Sister Mary. God bless you for that word, that scripture on tonight, the scripture reading. Amen. All of these things are done to get our hearts and to prepare us for what the Lord is getting ready to say. Amen. What the Lord is getting ready to do in the midst of us. There must be an expectation. There must be anticipation. Amen. And we have to push everything else aside. Amen. And sanctify our environment, everything that's going on, get rid of it. Amen. Get yourself in a quiet place and get ready to hear from the Lord. Always, we want to give the Lord our utmost attention. Amen. Glory to God. So we pray and we take out, amen, bring down the spirit of distraction in any way, because when we're distracted, we miss things. Amen. Glory to God. But we can say tonight, that shall not be our portion. You ought to say that tonight. That shall not be my portion. I shall not be distracted. Amen. God bless you, people of God. On tonight, we are now ready for the word of God through his messenger on tonight. Again, amen. For those that are yet coming in, we have been so blessed. We have been so blessed in these past 3 days. I'm telling you, it's just been heaven on earth. The Lord has been sitting, talking to us. Amen. You know, sometimes, Lord God, even in the house of God, we're distracted by things that are going on. But I thank God for the PNN because the Lord is, we're just sitting there. We're listening. Amen. Jesus, Lord God, from his lips to our heart, to our spirit. Amen. That we can be attentive to what he's saying and that we're not distracted. It's that one-on-one. Amen. That beautiful spirit of counsel. Amen. So we bless God tonight, amen, for we've had it. We've been in the presence of the Lord for the past 3 days. We thank God now this is the fourth night of our prophetic encounter. Amen. God has been doing great things. Get ready tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Tonight our speaker is coming from Alachua, Florida. Amen. That's down there near Gainesville. That's the major city, I think, down in that area. Amen, Jesus. He is a pastor. He's a founder. He's a CEO. He does have many ventures, Lord of God, that he has set his hand to, people of God. And among all of those, amen, Jesus, he is the pastor of Elohim's Revival Center International there in Alachua. We're so grateful that the Lord has given us space, given him, amen, space and time that he will come and bless the people to speak to the nations. Amen. We give God praise for that because truly it is his doing. And tonight, people of God, we introduce to some, we present to others, none other than the speaker for tonight, Prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. We give God praise and honor for tonight. We thank God for all of you and your respectful places. We thank God and bless him. Amen. This is our last night with you. We thank God and bless him for our visionary, our senior leader, amen, Chief Apostle, Dr. S.D. James, his wife, Mother Carrie James. We thank God for Bishop Apostle Samuel Huggins James and Bishop K.A. Tenna. We also give God praise and honor for you, Minister Bradley, and the work that you put in here in the PNN Network and the staff. Thank God for you tonight. But thank God for everybody in their respectful places. Amen. We so honor the Lord tonight, and we bless him for all that he is doing and getting ready to do in our lives, because truly we serve an awesome God, and we have had an awesome time in the Lord. And so tonight, as they say, let's go higher. Amen. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for your grace and your mercy, your power and your authority. We come in this midst of this place, O God, that you may be glorified, may be magnified, lifted, and exalted. Father, I pray that you would breathe on this body of mine. Strengthen it, O God, through your will and your glory. Send it to your power, even now in the name of Jesus. Bind every hindering spirit. Bind every attack, oh God, sent by wind and air, God. We send it back by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. We plead your blood now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you take control of the atmosphere, God. Give me the strength to decrease that you might increase, God. God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that your will be so. Bind the will of the enemy and bring his works to naught now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. If you have your Bible, turn me to Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19 tonight. Revelation 19. And we're going to begin reading at the 12th verse tonight. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified version of the scripture. So those of you that do have an Amplified Bible tonight, that's what I'll be using for this particular verse. This particular passage here, this book here, you know what I mean? Revelation 19, 12 through 15. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many royal crowns. And he has a name inscribed on him, which no one knows or understands except himself. He is dressed in a robe and dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, dressed in fine linen, dazzling white, and clean, followed him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, his word, with which he may strike down the nation, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, in judgment of the rebellious world, into the flame of fire. Because we know once we go past the flame of his eyes, there's still the flame, because he's a consuming fire. God is not only a consuming fire, but it's a sustaining fire. It's a fire that continues to burn over and over again. It does not go out, and it stays lit. It stays hot. And so I begin today to sit and study, and the Lord began to remind me about this flame. And he told me, he said, into the flame of God's eyes, the mind of God is on the other side. But before you get to that side, you have to pass through Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies thee. It is at the gate of the door you must go through sanctification, and he shall set you apart for his use and his purpose. So I took a liberty, several words, because I wanted to understand definitively what they mean, because we have heard and seen enough sanctification being taught inside of the church, and we have heard enough of man's ideas and manuals, and men have given us based upon sanctification and how we should carry ourselves and what sanctification is and how sanctification should look and how we know you're sanctified because of this and that. But sanctification is an action word known as a verb. And it's the form it is, or in its verb form, it's called sanctified. Literally means to set apart for special use or purpose. That is to make holy or sacred. And so compared to the Latin sanctus, therefore, sanctification refers to the state of process of being apart, set apart, and made holy as a vessel full of the Holy Spirit of God. But what is God's purpose for sanctification? Because we understand what church purpose is for sanctification, but what is God's purpose for sanctification? So Christ promised and made provision for the believer. Sanctification, what purpose? Sanctification is the believer's cleansingness or purging from the nature of sin. This experience is not for sinners, but for people who through grace are saved and reconciled to God. So sanctified, to sanctify or be sanctified, these are action words. So sanctified or sanctifying, to make holy, to set apart as sacred, consecrated. Sanctify your heart, to impart religious sanctions to render legitimate or binding to sanctify a vow, to entitle or reverence or respect, to make productive of or conductive to spiritual blessings. The other words for sanctify means bless, hallow, anoint, enshrine, or exalt. So I looked at the word hallow, and hallow is used as another action word. It's a verb. Hallow is to make holy, sanctify, consecrate, to honor as holy, considered sacred, or venerate, to hallow a battlefield. You have hallow, Halloween. All of these mean sanctified or sanctification. So I noticed while I was reading and studying the word sanctification or sanctify, I ran into a familiar word known as purge. So I took the liberty to understand what the word purge meant. Purge is a verb, another action word. And it's purged or purging, to rid of whatever is impure or undesirable, cleanse, purify, to rid clear or free unusually, usually followed by a by of or form or from. Two, purge a political party of disloyal members. Question, here's some more. To become cleansed, purged or purging, to become cleansed or purified. To clear, here it is. In the church world, this is what we are used to. To clear or empty the stomach of the bowels by inducing vomiting or evacuation. That's what we know as the purging process. But sanctification, we're still dealing with the Spirit of God. Sanctification, according to what we read here and what we studied in the text over these past couple of days, we've understood sanctification. We've understood the process of going to what God requires. We understand all the layers, all the steps, all the stages. We know step by step which way we should go, how we should go, but how do we maintain a level of purity in our lives that we can continue to access it? We got to remain sanctified. So what does God do with sanctification? Let's look at Exodus 31, 1 through 5, King James Version. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the sons of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, sanctified him in a wisdom and an understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Now watch this. You're not just sanctified and set apart just because you're sanctified and set apart. No. That's not how that works. But you are sanctified, according to the scripture, for a task. Fifth verse says, and in what? Watch this. Fourth verse. To devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in bread and in cutting of stones and to set them and in carving of timber to the work and all manner of workmanship. So sanctification does not only allow you access to the spirit realm, but it also gives you a responsibility in the earth. You've got to work. So what do we know about sanctification and understanding that now that we've got to go through a purification process and, you know, a cleansing process and a process that we're washed and purged out and sanctified and we're made whole in God and we're not set apart from, we're set apart from everybody else and everything else because we are brought into the Spirit of God and into the Spirit of God we have become one person with him because we are God's spirit in the earth realm. We are his hands. We are his arms. We are his legs. We are his knees. What do we know? How do we know we are the hands and the legs and knees and all these body parts? It's because he said that the body of Christ has many members. We're one body, but we got many members. We got many of us. But they're supported. So what do we know about the body of Christ? The body itself has what? It has a structural system. The body has a system that it must function by. The body has a system that it must be supported with. Your body can't just function and float around without being supported by lungs, heart, and all these things. So what do we know about the body? What do we know about the body? 10 major systems in the body. So the body of Christ is many members, but we are yet one body. So we come together. Here's the example we gave last time at the circle of prayer. Once the circle is bound, meaning it is closed, then that circle formulates the spiritual body of God, which creates a walking intercession of God's spirit in the earth realm. So what it does is that once the circle of prayer closes, we create what? The body of God in spirit. And we begin to what? Walk as God in the earth, doing what we do in the spirit realm, not in the physical realm, but God now, once that circle closed, angels come around everybody that's in the circle and shield us out because now we are vulnerable because we're going into the spirit realm. And we go into the spirit realm, we begin to do what? Go into intercession. So if the body consists of 10 major systems, this is the skeletal, the muscular, the nervous, the endocrine, the cardiovascular, the lymphatic, the respiratory, the digestive, urinary, and the reproductive systems. Body functions are the psychological and the physiological and the psychological function of the body system. So your body has many members, but we're one body. One body. One whole, I don't care what role you play, you are one body. Now watch this. I ain't never in my 39 years of living seen an eye tell an ear to shut up. Nor have I ever seen a toe tell the teeth to come out. But I've seen everything function in its own capacity, its own way. Everything functions in the way in which it was designed, in the way in which it was carved out, in its true divine purpose. Now, the body of Christ is a broken unity stick now, because even though we are one body, we have everybody from different functionalities trying to tell everybody how to live or serve in their capacity. That is not how the body functions. And especially we have people that are on a level that don't rank on the level that you are ranking on, try to tell you how to do your job. Now, I ain't never seen a missionary tell a deacon how to be a deacon. Your job is to be a missionary. You should be responsible for training those to do mission work and let those who are what? Bishops control what the deacons do. Seniority, senior leadership, senior authority. Understand that it functions under an umbrella of ranking. The body has a ranking system. The body of Christ has a ranking system. And everybody functions in their own system to ensure that there is a legal balance. The minute we step over our legal balance, then we're stepping outside of our territory, our order, our sphere of authority. So sanctification, why is it so important that God wants to sanctify? Malachi 3, we were here before, and now we're going back. Sanctification comes in many parts, but this is what we understand why God has set apart sanctification the way he did. He said, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who, as is the question, may abide the day of his coming? Which one of us going to stand there? Who's going to be able to stand? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire. Speaking of God's totality now. So now we done pulled God and given God a complete description. So not just the flame, not just his eyes that have flames, but he is like a refiner's fire. So this means that the glory of God is so strong and heavy over him that it has the appearance of fire. And he's like full of soul. Now watch this. And he shall sit as a refiner. He's going to sit as a flame of fire. He's going to sit as a flame of fire and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi. He's going to purify those who work under the priest and serve in the house of God and serve in leadership capacity. He's going to serve. He's going to purify all those who are leaders, those who are people in the body of Christ. He's going to purify them, and he's going to purge them with gold and silver, that they may offer unto God, unto offer unto the Lord an offering in the righteousness. Why is he purifying you? That the work that you may do may be done in righteousness, may be done unto holiness, that your hands may be clean. So purification is required so that you are a clean vessel before the Lord. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and as in the former years. Not until you are purified and sanctified that you have been set apart will these things, your service and what you do for God on earth, be accepted. Be accepted, and not only that, appreciated. And this is what he says in the fifth verse, and I will come near you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, those that work witchcraft against you, and against the adulterers, those who cannot stay with their spouse, and against false swears, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. Fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. I'm getting ready to deal with you who have done wrong, who have worked in areas that I call you not to work in, and those who have obeyed and done things against with other gods because you think you're submitted to them and not me. I'm going to judge you. And the witchcraft shall come down. Find the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Those of you who are righteous, sanctified, set apart, and serving me, will not be judged according to these works here. even from the days of your fathers, you're going away from mine ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me. I'm calling you back now because I'm giving you clemency. And I will return unto you, said the Lord of hosts. But ye said, where shall we return? And this is where he returns. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Now, you have robbed him in your servitude. Tithes and offerings is not just giving unto God, it's your service to God. A tenth of your time, a tenth of your day. What are you giving him out of your day? How are you giving God what is due unto his name? To bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove, herewith said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, that there shall not be room enough for you to receive. Understanding that when you go into sanctification, God don't just sanctify your life as a saint, but he sanctifies your whole life, even down to your giving of yourself, services, support of the tabernacle, support of the giving. He deals with you in every area. Sanctification ain't just about you being able to keep your flesh under control. Sanctification is about a whole total work. The whole total man and your forms of worship. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake and shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time and the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been what? Stop against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against you for? Ye have said it is vain to serve God, and what profit is that we have kept this ordinance, and that we have walked mortally before the Lord of hosts. And now we call the proud happy, yea, that work wickedness are set up, yea, that they tempt God are even delivered. Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord, that thought upon his name. Now watch what he says. After you have allowed God to sanctify you, purify you, and have set you apart, made you holy. You got it all together because you've let him come. And he said, and they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own that serveth him. Then shall, watch this, then shall turn and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Now watch this. Sanctification is not just about purification. It's not just about rightful living. It's about your servitude. It's about your willfulness to obey and submit to God, submit to his voice, submit to his authority. Walking in the Spirit of God means you have submitted to his voice, submitted to his authority. Why is sanctification so important? Sanctification is so important so that it gives you access to the spirit realm. You cannot touch those things that are clean. And you call yourself serving God and you're not sanctified. That's not how that works. Aaron's son, Levites, the Bible says that these boys went into the temple. They took dirty clothes and put them in their vestures. And the Bible said they begin to burn strange fire. And as they begin to burn strange fire, the Bible said they died that day. Not only did they die that day, Aaron the priest had to continue his work. And not only did he have to continue his work, he wasn't even afforded the opportunity to go to his children's funeral. Strange fire. We burn in the church. We kindle strange fire. What is strange fire? You ask, man. You say, I'm going to tell you. Strange fire is when you bring, which is not God, into a holy place. you cannot bring that which is impure into a righteous place and call it God. You understand me? You cannot bring anything that is not God's responsibility to deal with into his house. The church is not a place for your opinion. The church is a place for God's work in righteousness. You know, I've never been a fan of having church meetings in the church. Let's have them over the phone, because the house of God should be sacred, set apart. It is a holy place. It's a righteous place. It's a place that we must protect and keep everything out that's not of God. We must preserve the righteousness of God's tabernacle. We must keep it hallowed and purged out, cleansed, set apart, and sanctified. Eli's son, sleeping with the women, decimating the daughters before they got in the church, contaminating the tabernacle, misusing the purpose of the temple. The Bible went on to say that when God spoke to Samuel, told him to tell Eli that don't even bother to send up oblations. Don't even bother to repent, because I'm not forgiving you. What is that, a warning to the church? That the house of God is a place that must remain pure, that his spirit can dwell, that his spirit can hover and rest. Come against what God said, because he knew it was certain. And the Lord told Eli, he said, Eli, don't come back to church. Don't you burn another offering, because I will not forgive you. Then Jesus comes and goes to the temple. That gambling tears up the temple. My Father's house should not be a den of thieves and robbers. Now, there was price gouging. Now, they was doing some real trickery stuff. They was selling stuff that they know wasn't no good. And then here it is, they was doing some real foul stuff. If there wouldn't be a deer and a thieves and robbers. They was robbing folks. They was scheming. But you ain't going to do it in the house of God. Sanctification and the spirit realm go hand in hand. Because when you are sanctified, you don't just wipe things that they whitewash the children. It said that they were so busy cleaning the outward parts and they forgot about some stuff. The inside of them. The inside of them was what was messed up. Actually, let's look at Matthew real quick. Matthew 23. In verse 27, he said unto them, he said, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. These are folks that he's always got something to say about how somebody, look at her, look what she got on. Look at that mess that she got on. Ain't nowhere in the world the Lord told her to wear it. I know the Lord convicted her. Woe to you scribes and Pharisees. That's judgment. Woe, 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 woe to you. He says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees. You hypocrites, he called. Well, you like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly. You look real good outside. But are what? Within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. What does he say? He said, wait a minute. Woe to you. To you. Woe. Woe, he said. Question. He said, even so ye also happen to appear righteous unto men. You look good. You look saved, sanctified. You sure look pure. But within, ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. You hypocrites, he said, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the posts of righteousness. And if we had been in the days of our fathers, we have not been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Woe, he said. Holiness and righteousness, sanctification and purification is a set way. is a set way. But going into the Spirit of God, we're going to get there, y'all. We're going to get to that shouting moment. But I gotta get you through the process, because we have sat and learned for the past 3 days about how we must go into the Spirit and how to access the Spirit and all of these things. And you got the sheer warning that you need to be purified and sanctified and made whole. But now it's time for you to understand that before you can go into the Spirit of God, you got to take a bath. You got to wash your mess off of you. You got to take all the mess that's been inside of your spirit that should not be, all the pride, all the hurt, and you got to wash that stuff off of you. David said, purge me with hyssop, God. He said, purge me with hyssop. He said, I want to be clean. He said, I want to be clean. I want to be washed. He said, I want to be cleaned up. I want to be made whole. I don't want to walk around like this. And see, if anybody know the backstory of David, David had a spirit. He had a battle with his flesh that was a generational issue that came down through the vein and the pipeline of his grandmother, all the way down to Obed-Edom, all the way down to Jesse. So David now had an inheritance. He had an inherited generational curse. Oh, God, they never got out of him. But he said, purge me with hyssop. I want to be clean. God, whatever you got to do, get this thing off of me. I need it out of my soul so that I can live right. I can live holy. I can live according to your will. David realized, the Bible said David was a man as a God's own heart, but he realized that my members, Paul said, when I will to do good, evil was always present. The thing I tell myself that I ain't got no business doing, that I find myself doing, got a problem over here. God, help me. Help my soul. You need help. And as he began to ask the Lord to purge him, wash him, make him clean, make him whole, sanctify him, purify him, and set him apart. I want to have your heart. He learned the art of making sure that he understood the tabernacle of God, the heart of God, the mind of God. And that's why David would say, get on his knees and say, thy word, God, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. David said, I had to hide your word in my heart because I knew if I didn't hide it, the enemy would shift it out of my hand like wheat. But we don't hide it. We don't hide the word. We hold fast and we let it slip out of our hands. But we've gotta be washed. Revelation chapter 7. We gotta be washed. We gotta be made whole. Because in order to remain Spirit of God, me and my cousin some years ago, we used to do this thing throughout the day. Thank you, Lord. We used to walk through every day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He didn't even did nothing, but thank you, Jesus. To the physical world, it ain't like he had did nothing. But we would say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We said, Father, I thank you. All day. All day long, we thank you. All day long, we give him praise. We thank you. We thank you. Why was we thanking him? Because we were keeping ourselves humble. We were keeping ourselves broken. To remind ourselves that we ain't doing this on our own. It ain't me that's doing this. And without him, I'm incapable of doing it. So I got to thank him every moment, every breath. I got to thank him. And even though we had to say it within our spirit, man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we don't wait for thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I exalt you. Every moment in the day, we feel the presence of God coming in a sweet wind. Why? We're beckoning for him to come. We're beckoning for God to show us. That's why when we open our mouth, when we begin to say, thank you, Jesus, we set a platform to open our spirit and say, you got to be thankful for him. You got to appreciate the work that God is doing in your life. You got to appreciate the breakthrough that God is doing in your life. You got to appreciate him for who he is. So then when you get to the stage, you say, Lord, I praise you. You're beckoning for him. You're calling him in his presence in him. You're summoning the gate open because you're trying to enter. You're trying to go in. And after a while, you go from thanking Jesus and say, Lord, I bless you. Then you feel the presence of God begin to connect with you. And then his heaven begin to meet your earth. And then you begin to open your mouth, and then now your language is no longer English, it's in tongues. Why? Because you have allowed yourself to commune with him. You begged for him till he came. You summoned the presence of God, and he showed up. And now that he's there, he has no choice but to divinely connect with you and commune with your spirit, because he's becoming one with you because you call for him. And so you got to call for him. You got to make his name be on the fruit of your lips. You got to make his name, his word be on the fruit of your lips. You got to desire God. You got to want God for who he is. Let me tell you something. You got to really, you got to want him so bad that you're willing to cut and drive out anything that's not like him, that's around you. If you spot sin, you'll cut it out. If you spot disease and sickness, you'll rebuke it and speak over it. Oh, come on, somebody. You will let God use you as an access point in the earth. Because he said in Revelation 7, verse 10, he said, and I cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sit upon the throne and not to the Lamb. Watch this. And all the angels stood around the throne, about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts that fell before the throne on their face in the worship of God. They're in the spirit, they're in heaven. Watch this. He said, saying, amen, and blessing, and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. What I just told you, beckon for him, beckon for God to come, beckon for him to show up. You got to want God just as much as he wants you. You got to want God to be in your presence. You got to want him to be in your atmosphere. You got to build up a nature with him, build up a natural nature. And get away, get rid of those brute affections, and get your conscience back, because it's been seared with a hot iron. Come on, can't nobody tell you nothing. But you've got to come up out of there. You've got to come up out of there so that God may help you, that God may be among you, that he may be among you, that he may dwell, his spirit may dwell among you. We talked about last night of miracles. We want miracles, signs, and wonders, but we don't want to let go of us, control. I don't know who I'm struggling to get this to. I don't know if it's a man or woman of God or who you are, but you cannot control the narrative. God wants you to let go and trust him with your life. Stop trying to do it your own way. Stop trying to do it programmed. Stop trying to do it through a system. And let him come in and do it his way. He's playing tug of war. Come in, and he wants to control it all. But you're still trying to let religion rule it. You can't seem to let it go. I see you fighting with God in the spirit. I see God trying to pull you to one place, and you pull it against the rope. He's trying to pull you to one place, and you pull it against the rope. And he's trying to tell you, where I want to take you, it's greater. But you want to stay where you're at, so you keep pulling against the rope. And every time you tug against him, a door closes. Him an opportunity to get cut off. Something get held up. Come on, somebody. You got to trust God. Listen to me tonight. You got to trust God with your life. Unwavering faith. Unwavering faith. Forget about what comes, what happens, and what you see. Trust him with your life. See God is the one that's going to always bring you out. See God is the one that's going to always redeem you. If he brought you to it, there's a deliverance in it. There's a breakthrough in it. You're not there to suffer for long. And many of you are not there to suffer at all. You just won't get out of his way. He brought you. He brought you. He brought you. Say, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, fear no evil. Stop fighting with me. Let me go. Let me go and come on with me. Stop pulling me back the opposite way. I'm trying to take you to your future, but you keep trying to drag me on. I need you to let me go tonight. Let me have my way with you.
Let me have my way with you. Let me have my way with you. You still trying to do it by yourself. You still think you're going to stop praying and asking me to help you. If you're going to do it by yourself, if you want me to do it, then get out of my way. Let me do it. Let me do it. You want to build a church so bad. You want to dedicate it to the Lord. But he said, and except God build a house, they that labor, labor in vain. You still trying to do it your way. See what I see. Come up beyond the flame of my eyes, into the mind, into my spirit, where you will see the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning of the project and the end of it. And it will be done through me, not through you. You got to let go. Major platforms. Major platforms to prepare for his people. Right now, playing to the war. Contracts and deals sitting in the spirit, waiting on you to seize the moment. But you're playing to the war. Houses and cars and checks and increase and bonuses. But you're playing to the war. Tonight he said, let me go and let me do it. Let me go. Let me do it. Let me do it. Because what you've done, you've messed up everything. And I've got to come in and I got to fix years. I got to redeem the time. He said, I'm redeeming time for somebody right now. Because I'm giving you back what you should have had years ago, but you still don't know how to get out the way. You still are fearful. I'm not having anything. I'm losing it all. He said, I'm not the spirit of fear, but I'm the spirit of love, patience, and sound mind. You got to let me go so that I can provide for you, so that I can give you what you need, so that I can give you the breakthrough that you need. Let me go. I don't know who this is, but God keeps putting on me. He keeps saying, let me go. Stop holding me hot. Let me do what I need to do for you. Stop trying to underwrite everything that I do for you. Stop trying to scope stuff out of your flesh and let me do it. Put it down, and I'll show you in a dream what I want. Put it down, and I'll show you in a vision what I want. I'll show you who your suppliers are. I'll show you who you need to go to. I'll show you, and you won't fail. You won't repeat the same thing. You won't repeat the same mistake. I'll show you, but you got to let me go. Once you have been purified, watch what he does with you. Purifies you. He said in the 13th verse of Revelation chapter 7 verse 13, he said, and one of the elders saying unto me, he said, well, who these people is, where they come from, and they are arrayed in white robes, and where they come from, when y'all got here, when did you get purified? He said, in the 14th verse, he said, and here's the witness that sees your purification. He said unto him, sir, thou knowest, you know these people, you know exactly who they are. He said, and he said to me, he said, these are they which have came out of great tribulation. It took a long time for you to get delivered. It took a long time for you to get free. It took a long time for you to accept God's will over your will. Said, and you have washed, oh God, have mercy. You done washed your robes and you made them white. Yes, Lord. In the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, in the church. And watch this. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Watch this. I know y'all looking at him, but this is going to be useful for something. But God's trying to show you something tonight. He's trying to bring you in a habitual fellowship with him in the spirit tonight. He's trying to bring you in habitual fellowship. The habitual fellowship. Watch it. He's been trying to get you there. He's been trying to get you there. He told you that's what he was trying to do from the start. How do we know that? How do we know that that's what he was trying to do from the start? Look at Matthew. Look at Matthew 6. This right here. Look, watch this. Matthew 6. Some scripture here. Matthew 6 and verse 6. Let's go back to verse 5 real quick and we can look at this right here. He's been trying to get you to a particular place in him, but you refuse to get there. So he got to walk you through the process all over again. It ain't like it ain't there. It has been there from the beginning of time. It's been there over 2,000 years when they produced the first Bible, 1611 King James Bible. It was there then. And when you came along, it was there then. And when I came along in 1982, it was there then. And now it is 2022. It's going to be there then. All the way into the coming of Christ. He said his word shall not perish. But Matthew 6 and 5, it says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, and they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. In other words, stop trying to be seen. That's where you're going wrong then. Who she shall not pray? She just hollered for 30 minutes. She ain't pray. She made a lot of noise. Ain't nobody get delivered. Nobody got healed. The presence of God didn't show up and fall. You got a whole bunch of people in the speaking in tongues. A whole bunch of people roll on the floor. But when they said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into that closet. Go into your closet. Shut that door. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. All right? But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they speak that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But he said, well, watch this. He said, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, right? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom do what? Come. Hey, he says the kingdom has to come. In order for the kingdom to come, you got to be connected to God in the spirit for the kingdom to come. Watch this. He said, that kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Where are we at? In earth. As it is, bring me the same atmosphere that's around your throne into my earth. I need heaven to kiss my earth. I need heaven to kiss my earth. Catch it. I need heaven to kiss my earth. I need heaven to kiss my earth. Hear me. I need heaven to kiss my earth. That's communion with God. I need heaven to kiss my earth. Bring the spirit of God so I go in you. I need heaven to kiss my earth. I need fellowship with God. I need the kingdom that I emanate to come down with me where I'm in and refuel me and empower my life. And empower my life. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Replicate the same activity where you are, where I'm at. Replicate it. They are daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Watch this. He said this. He said, I need your kingdom to come in my earth. I need to come in my earth. I need to come in my earth. I need to come in my earth. It's probably y'all need direction so bad right now. You don't know which way to go. Sometimes you just wake up and make up directions that you want to go in. I'm going to go left today. God said not another day should you walk without guidance. But today he aligns your life. He gives you instructions for your life. He calls you back on your knees, calls you back on your face, back in a place of prayer and supplication. Stop running from every voice that you hear looking for a word and get on your face and seek him in the spirit. And he'll tell you which way to go. He'll tell you which way to go. He'll tell you what to do. But you got to honor him with an audience. We have come this far, plowing, I'm getting ready to close. We've been digging and digging and digging can dig into a process. And then dig into, well, now we're in a trench up by our knees. We done dug so deep, woman of God, and now we are soaking in. We're soaking in the presence. See, if you started with us the first night, you got to the good. If you got with us the second night, you got to the other good. If you got with us the third night, just by because the veils were open and the portals were open, you were able to walk through what was already, see, a trail that already had been laid for you. But now, because we have made it this far, God help me, we have made it this far. We have made it to the place where not only have we made it to the realm of the Spirit, but we made it to the place that we are steeped in oil. Mm-hmm. We'd have been sitting in the Spirit for the days that the portal has been open, that we've been walking with God slowly, just walking through the trenches of God's oil. Remember that God told us that the oil run from the head down the beard, even down the Aaron's skirts. And so the minute we broke the veil of the Spirit, and we begin to move in the Spirit, we begin to walk in the oil of God. We begin to move in the anointing of God. And so right now where we are in the Spirit, we're standing in the midst of glory. We're standing in the midst of glory. We're standing in the midst of the promise, in the midst of what God has for us, and the midst of what God wants for us. And so right now, all you got to do is tell God yes. You'll yield everything. Just tell him yes and yield up everything that you got in you that's not like him, because God wants to make room. He want to make room for your next, and you'll never get your next holding on to your now. You got to release some stuff. You got to release some stuff. So where you at? The Lord said your ministry is stagnant. And it's the second time he's been saying this to me, it's not the third. He said your ministry is stagnant because you won't let go. Your words need to be seasoned, the Lord said, with grace. Sometimes you have to see yourself first in the mirror. And if it makes you feel horrible, then you might not want to say it. You might want to teach yourself how to communicate with you first before you try to communicate with God's people. God didn't bring you here to kill the people. He brought you here to raise them up, empower them, teach them, and train them, and cultivate them. But if you kill them, you ain't helping nobody. You draw more flies with honey than you do salt. Greater is coming. Greater is coming. For you, for this platform, greater is coming. Listen to me. Whether you get mad or don't like the woman of God or whatever case may be, you cannot stop the doors that are getting ready to open for her. You cannot stop the doors that are getting ready to open for her. And I'm going to tell you right now, she's not arrogant. For those that's going to have a jealous spirit and say she's arrogant, she's not arrogant. She's not puffed up in pride. She's not stuck on herself. But just hear me now. When she gets to where God has for her to go, don't come saying, I want to preach on your platform, because she tried to get you here before you got to the greater. You wasn't faithful with her when she was over the few. Now she's over many nations. But it shall be even greater than this. It shall be even greater than this. It shall be even greater than this. PNN, it shall be even greater than this. A great reward. Serve. Be submitted. Be supportive. Because God shall reward you for what you're doing. He shall reward you for what you're doing. Listen to me. I don't care what you've been through, where you're going. If you're on this line tonight and you've been covering for your ministry, whatever it is, you're going to pray a prayer, feel a prayer that God helps you find covering for your ministry. Because what's coming upon this earth, you're going to need it. You're not skilled enough yet to handle the things that are coming. You need a prophet or an apostle in your life to guide you, to help you, to be able to get a word to your people in you, to get you get the word to the people, to let them know what's coming. Hear me, you cannot do this alone. even when the man of God left us, let us know that we're stronger together. We are stronger together. We're stronger together. We're much stronger. Come under the alignment of God. Come under his will and his purpose for your life. This ain't the moment to second guess. If you want a servant, you better get in his will now. If you fall and make mistakes, fall and make mistakes. But I'd rather fall and make mistakes connected to God than fall in sin without grace, without mercy, without the ability to repent because I have not connected to the source that can atone for my sins. Do it now. Do it now. We're almost to the feast day. It's time to align yourself. It's time to come on in and give the Lord another year. Tonight we open the lines up for those who want to be saved, backsliders. You want to rededicate your life to Christ, come now. Whether you're saved now or you're not saved, and you want to refresh it, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, come. Come on. It's time to get saved again. It's time to get cleansed and washed again. Come on. Press star six and come to the platform. We have not always lived right. We don't always do right. Even if we believe in our own heart that we think we're doing right, you're wrong. I'm wrong. She's wrong. They wrong. We all are wrong. The Bible said, let the word of God be true. And every last one of us under the sound of my voice and those that hear me around me, be liars. So I don't care how long you've been saved. You can always use a refreshing, a refilling. Those of you that want to renew your vows, come to Jesus. Press star six. If you've never been saved before in your life, you say, man of God, I want to be saved. You come to Jesus too. Come on. Backsliders, come on home. He said he's chasing whom he loves. You're going through in your life because he's chasing you. He's chastising you. He's bringing you down to a place that he's letting you know that I'm still your God. I'm married to you. I never give you a divorce. If you make your bed in hell, he said, I'll be there with you. Come to Jesus. Tonight is your night that you turn your life into Christ. Like the people that got wants for their life, God has a want for your rest. And he wants you to turn yourself in. So come on. He wants you to turn yourself in tonight. Press star six and come over to the platform. The Lord tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord. Press star six. If you have your phone on mute, unmute your phone. But press star six. Come over to the platform. Amen. Woman of God, is anybody on the platform? We love the Lord's
name. Nobody on the platform right now, man of God.
Does anybody need prayer tonight? Anybody desire prayer? Desire prayer. Press star six and come to the platform tonight. Press star six and come to the platform tonight. If you need prayer, come on. Come to the platform tonight. And star six for prayer.
Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not requesting prayer tonight, but I'm getting on to you know, man of God, that when you spoke back a few months ago about I needed a covering, and when I asked for prayer last night, you spoke it again. But I went to church Sunday. Oh, God, I feel that. Oh, my God. I went to church Sunday, and the man of God, the prophet of God, called me out. And he said, I keep hearing covering. I keep hearing you need a covering. Same thing you said, just a confirmation of what God was saying. And he said so many things that was confirming what God was saying, and I can say tonight that I do have a covering. He told me that God told him if I just give him 6 months, that he don't usually do that. But he said 6 months, then I can be trying to do what I need to do because he told me that I need to go into boot camp. I need training.
Yes, sir.
For six months. So I can say tonight I do have a covering. And I will be speaking at his church this coming Friday night.
Amen. That's a blessing. Amen. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Amen. Congratulations.
Powerful man of God. Powerful man of God. Thank you. Pray much for me.
God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else today? Anybody else need prayer? Star 6. You bless the Lord today. We're praying for Roger tonight. Continue to keep Roger in your prayers and your personal prayers. We'll see if he can be circled of prayers and y'all praying. ECC, please cover him and his kids and his baby mom. We want things to turn in his favor because he's a good father. And his kids are being brought into a, let's say, an unclean living environment, unsafe environment, rats and roaches and all those things, and to mishear the perversions among the mother. And so we pray that God give him full custody of his children. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Star 6. Star 6, won't you know? Come over to the platform. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody want prayer? Need prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I like to get prayer for a refreshing, and I have this cold that I cough that I just can't seem to get rid of.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely pray for you. Make you some lemon and honey tea.
Okay.
It'll cut the mucus out your throat.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. I would like for you to pray for my brother. My brother Reed.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor diagnosed him with cancer, but we trusting in the Lord that God would turn it around. He would turn it around and heal him. That he may know that he's God and God is a healer. That God is a healer. We trust in God on his behalf. And I just want God just to show him his power, his mercy. Show it to him. But in the midst of showing it to him, that it would drive him to God. Thank you, man of God. And I enjoyed the word of God. And I thank God for it. I thank God for everything I heard tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, too, woman of God. Anybody else? Will there be another tonight? Let's start speaking. Come over to the platform. We love you tonight, Jesus.
Hello.
We're trying to get in.
Oh, my. Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
This Beatrice Malane.
I need
a refreshing, and I'm also a backslider. I know I'm a backslider. So I just can't let this opportunity pass me.
Well, you stay right there. Don't you move.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Don't you move at all. You stay right there. You say you're backslide. You know the way home, amen. We're going to pray with you. Amen.
Okay.
And we're going to make sure. And we're going to pray that God brings you back into the heart, hollow of his heart, into the spirit. And watch it. He sanctify you. Amen.
Amen.
And just repeat after me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm a sinner, God. I've sinned.
I'm a sinner. I have sinned.
And God, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins today.
Lord, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins today.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
God, I'm a backslider. I need to be restored.
I'm a backslider, and I need to be restored.
Lord, I know you died for me. And you
Lord,
rose.
I know you died for me, and you rose for me.
You're my Savior and my King.
You're my Savior and my King.
I submit to your will.
I submit to your will.
Your voice.
Your voice.
And your instruction.
And your instruction.
If you believe that God has heard you, we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Just say if you yes or no if you believe.
Yes, I believe.
Listen, let's pray. Father, we thank you now for this vessel, oh God, that has come, that has returned unto you tonight, God. And Lord, we pray now, even now in the name of Jesus, God, that you have heard her cry. You've heard her plea tonight, God, and we ask you, Father, even now to restore, wash her in your blood, atone her for her sins tonight, Master. God, bring her back into your will tonight, oh God. Restore her, God, by the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Save her tonight, oh God. Deliver her, oh God. Father, whatever she has done, oh God, wash it and throw it in the sea of forgiveness tonight. Father, make her whole in you in the name of Jesus. God, give her a refreshing of your glory, a refreshing of your power, a refreshing of your spirit even now, a refreshing of your anointing even now. Father, fill her with your Holy Ghost, your power even now in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Come on and give God a praise like you've never praised him before. Come on and praise him. Just open your mouth and give God a praise. Forget about the people. Just praise him. Just like you and God. Just praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. God has restored you tonight. He has restored you tonight. He has restored you tonight. Praise him like you've never been praised before. But just praise. Give God a praise. Just give him a praise. Just give him a praise. A praise of excitement. Come on, somebody. Come on. Help him praise him. Come on, help her praise him. Help her praise him. Come on tonight. Help her praise him. Help her praise him tonight.
Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are unmuted.
Help her praise him tonight. Help her praise him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Help her praise him.
Hallelujah.
Help her praise him.
Are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Star six, man of God, come over. Glory to God. We do.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Did I make it over a minute to Bradley? Yes, Jesus.
Praise the Lord again. This is our sister Kath again. Well, I want to ask for prayer that if I'm standing in God's way, that I'll be able to get out the way and just let God have his way. And I'm just asking for prayer for that.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Thank You're me. Welcome. Yes, ma'am. Star six. Anybody else? Come over to the platform.
Praise the Lord.
Prayer. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, ma'am.
Praise
the Lord. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Keep
go.
Can
All
me?
Right. Go ahead. God bless you.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
I can hear you now. God bless you. I'm sorry. God bless you. This is my first night coming on tonight. I really enjoyed this sermon. It was just for me. My prayer request is that there are some things. I'm in that place where I'm in God's way, and I'm fighting, trying to do his will because of past things that happened in my life. So my prayer request is for me to get out of God's way and for complete guidance and direction in my course on this journey.
I'm going to say something to you. All of the hurt, all of the mistreatment, all of the misunderstanding. The Lord said he saw all of it. And he's not only going to vindicate you, but he's going to help you redeem the time of what you lost. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
You're going to redeem the time of what you lost. That means that anything that the enemy has got in the way of due to people, the Lord's going to give you the time back. He's going to give you your time back. He's going to give you your time back because you've been mishandled. So even in your mishandling, he covered you from being destroyed.
Thank you, Jesus.
He covered you from being destroyed. The Lord's got his hands on you. He's going to use you. He's going to use you. You remain faithful to him. Stay the course. He loved you. I love you. Don't even know you, but I love you, and I'm rooting for you because I know you're going to be able to do it because the hand of God is definitely on your life. And I don't care what nobody has said, what they do say. You are who God has said that you are, and ain't nothing going to stop it. No woman, man, or boy, girl, and on this side of Jordan, and nobody else will be able to stop what God has called you to do. I definitely be praying for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Be encouraged.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else tonight? Star 6, come over to the platform.
Hello, man of God.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, this is Minister Zebulon Biggs, and I have truly, truly enjoyed the word on tonight. I'm a caregiver of my mentally disabled brother and sister, and sometimes we have this outward look that everything is all right, that it's a easy responsibility, but it's not.
No, it's not.
And I've gone through a lot physically, but my desire is to put God back in his rightful place.
Yes, ma'am.
Not before responsibility, but I want to put it back in his rightful place. And I'm asking that you pray for me.
I'm going to pray for you right now.
Thank you.
I'm going to pray for you right now because I've been a caregiver since I was in elementary school. I'm 39 now. So I've been running for sick people for quite a long time. I know what it is to want to scream and can't scream. I know what it is to want to holler and can't holler. Woman of God, I know what it is to help people and then feel like them same people you helping beating you on the ground. I know what you're going through. I know what you're dealing with. I live that pain every day. But it's the strength of the Lord that keeps me. It keeps me with a smile, keeps me with a laughter. When you don't feel appreciated, don't feel loved. When you feel like you're working to help everybody else live and nobody else see that they're killing you. I know what it is to rely on God. But you will not die unfulfilled. Do you hear me tonight?
Yes.
Create and declare right now over your life that the seeds of life you've sown with your labor of love, hand, and prayer and intercession, that the Lord not only restore and help you redeem the time, but he give you your strength, he give you back your vitality, he takes your body, even now from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You will not run out. You will not run out. So I declare restoration upon you from the crown of your head.
Hallelujah.
Father, infuse her. Hallelujah.
Give it to God.
Give it to her, God. Infuse her.
Be her strength.
Restore,
God.
In the name of Jesus,
oh God. The name of Jesus. The power of the locust.
Yes,
the
God.
Hallelujah.
Give her, God, her joy back.
Ah,
yes, she's invested her life in the people, and now she don't know how to live.
Lord.
Give it back to her.
Jesus. Woo.
Give it back to her.
Yes.
The labor of love.
Ooh. Bless her. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Enlarge
yes,
her
Lord.
Territory.
Yes, Lord.
Bless her now. Rain down
Jesus,
on her right now.
Do it, Lord.
Thank
do it,
God.
Oh God.
Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give it to
her.
Give it to
her. Give it to her. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Listen.
In the name of Jesus.
Listen to me. I want you to hear me clearly.
Mm.
From this day forward, you only do what you're able to do.
Yes.
What they can do for themselves, let them do it.
Yes.
But you go and live. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Today, I give you permission to live. I give you permission to live. I give you permission to live. You have a right to live.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Your life does not belong to them. Your job is to make sure they have the labor of love, the comfortability, mm-hmm. and what they can do for themselves, they should do. Don't kill yourself, not another day, but the day you live.
Thank
the day you start your life to live.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank live.
You.
Live.
Thank you.
You understand me?
Thank you, Jesus.
You live.
Thank you.
And
you,
don't
Jesus.
You feel bad about living even.
Mm.
Don't you feel horrible about living even.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you take every load out your cart that ain't yours today.
Yes.
Unpack every bit of the baggage that ain't yours today. Get rid of it.
Yes.
Take it off your back.
Thank you.
Because people will kill you while they're celebrating mm-hmm. your life with a box of chicken. They will kill you and replace you with another victim. Don't you mm-hmm. dare let them do it. Don't let them do it. They'll suck your life out of you. And know they're sucking the life out of you. Don't you dare let them
mm-hmm.
do it.
Yes.
But draw a line in the sand and you take your life back. You take your life back, woman of God. Do you hear me? Take it back.
God, oh, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, man of God.
You take it back. God bless you. Be encouraged, but you take your yes. life back.
Thank you. It was ordered by God. This was ordered
yes, by
yes. Thank you, Evangelist Bradley. I love you so much. Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Love you.
Thank you. And God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Toxic. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to get prayer from I need to learn how to forgive, but I don't be the one that's doing wrong. I'm being accused so much of stuff. I've been accused so much of stuff to where it hurts. And I just instead of me trying, I don't try to defend myself. I just walk away instead of me staying there. I just walk away and go and back up in a corner somewhere and just don't try to defend myself in no kind of way. And I just want to learn how to stay there and just to give the people that be doing me wrong, even though I know they're accusing me wrong.
Woman of God, I want you to do this for me. I want you to, whenever the issues arise and you know that you're not there to cause conflict, something I'm learning to teach you, I'm teaching myself this, so I ain't teaching you nothing that I don't try to teach myself. is that I when I walk away, if I know that I'm justified in what I'm doing, it ain't the fact that I'm trying to prove myself right or wrong. I just say, Lord, they rewarded me even for my good, and I just walk off. And it's up to God to do whatever he do with that because he's seen it. God knows the intent of our heart just like he knows the intent of their heart. I'm going to say this to you. Some people are not going to receive what you have to say, whether they like you or don't like you. They do. Some people do not believe that other people have the right to correct them when they're wrong, and that is pride. You'll never fight with pride, baby. You're going to have to let them fall. You understand me? Let them fall. And when they fall, don't you offer them a hand. You let God, let them look up and see God. Because we're in a time, and I want everybody to hear me, we're in a time right now where we're living in that we need not argue a case. We need not debate with people anymore because everything that we try to do to help people, if we try to help somebody see wrong and they refuse to see it, leave them in the hands of God. And when he judges them, don't you offer them no prayer because it's their issue that they need to repent of with God. You understand me?
Yes.
So start leaving them in the hand of God. And when God starts judging them and they start, well, I need you to pray for me. I can't touch you until you go ask God to forgive you. You were wrong. You were wrong. You don't have to, and let me tell you something, you don't have to prove people that they're wrong. One clear sign that somebody is wrong is when you tell them they're wrong, they get mad at you.
Yes.
That's one clear sign. Leave them in the hands of God. I'm learning that evermore. That I say, God, they reward me even for my good, and I walk off, leave them in the hands of God. And whatever God decides to do with his children, that's his business. But don't come asking me to pray for you when your daddy's saying you're behind us because you had all the time in the world to make a turn and make a change.
Yeah.
And people get to the point now they don't want to repent to people for what they did wrong. They like to retaliate. God see all of that. But I just told somebody this today. I said, but people better realize that when you do people wrong, and God has stuff, all this stuff in store for you. Every time you do somebody wrong and they intended you no harm, he blows on something that is yours.
Yes.
He'll make you pay one way or another. He'll take stuff from you one way or another. He'll make you suffer one way or another. You're going to do people right. God's concerned about the heart of people. And we're going to do people right. The Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. That includes children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and brothers. We need to work together. And if we can't work together, then something is wrong. Woman of God, leave them in the hands of God. If you're justified in your behavior, your ways, leave them in the hands of God. Return to God, I release you, and keep right on going. And whatever God do with it, it's his business.
Yes.
Amen?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Be blessed. Sally Booker, come. I need you to come real quickly. Come real quickly with bells and whistles. Minister Sally Booker, come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly.
I'm here.
You're here. Father, we thank you for this woman of God. We thank you for this woman of God right now in the name of Jesus. God, I heard her name three times. And so, Father, I call her for you that you may do that which you need to do in her life. And, Father, I pray over her right now, God, that you begin to touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God, I declare strength over that body. I declare wholeness over that body. I declare healing over that body. I declare, oh, God, that you begin to move in a mighty way in her life like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, pain of the Lord, rebuke you. Take your hands off her
possessions,
over her family, through Sunday night, and let her go free.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Get that burden. every every responsibility, yes, Lord. All the headway, all the baggage, God, break it, tear it, cut it down. And then he shot out of the deal. He put all of us higher. He cut up a higher. He cut out of the deal. He set it at over. He took over the most higher. He shot over the most.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Anybody need prayer tonight?
Yeah,
come over to the platform.
Yeah, God.
Thank you.
Brother, let me know my limit. If I'm going over, let me know.
You good. You good. Mm-hmm.
Star 6, yeah, Star 6, come over to the platform if you need prayer tonight. Come on.
Oh,
yes, Jesus.
Oh, Hasha. Yes, Shaha.
Hiya.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophet, it's your mom. Keep me lifted in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Anybody else? We're going to pray all those that did give you a prayer request. We're definitely going to pray for y'all. We're going to make sure we get y'all in. We're making sure we get all the prayers. Anybody else? Hold out our minds. Come on, give God a praise on today. The Lord said the spirit of forgiveness is here. The spirit of yes, God, start repenting wherever you are. He said the spirit of forgiveness is here. The spirit of forgiveness is here. He's going to atone you right now. He's going to make an atonement.
I'm calling in because I've been having a lot of palpitations of the heart, and I've been very weak this week. So I've been praying and asking God to strengthen me, but my strength hasn't came. So I'm still listening to the prayers from the saints and from just pray for me.
Yes.
I need prayer.
And I die in the spirit of anxiety.
Yes,
Jesus. I die in the spirit of anxiety.
Right.
I die in the spirit of stress and anxiety. I curse it from the root now in the name of Jesus. I bind the works of it now. I overthrow the inhabit of it now. I speak to your body and it relaxes every nerve and neuron in your brain. And it relaxes even now in the name of Jesus. I command your stress level to come down by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. And I speak life over your life that you shall live and not die. I command the thoughts of death to escape you even now in the name of Jesus. I command even the whispers in the night when the enemy comes, I bind it, I silence the man in his mouth. I shut his mouth, I lock his mouth, even now in the name of Jesus. And I speak life over you. You shall live, I say, and not die.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else? Come on, we're going to pray for all those that came up for prayer. We're going to pray for them. I haven't forgot about you. I know everybody come. I'm going to pray for you, but I'm getting those that God is really pulling it right then, the media. Anybody else, come on, come for prayer. If you're coming, come on.
I see another caller on the line. Careful. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Amen, Apostle. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. This is Evangelist Bonds. Amen. We ask him, amen, prayer for my husband. Amen. And plus myself. My main husband, amen, who has medical condition. Praise God to sleep. Amen. And sometimes I don't know if it's medical or it's a spirit or whatever, but he's got me to keep monitoring him and it sometimes put me in a place that I don't like. Amen. But we ask in prayer, amen, that the Lord will show me what it is or what. Amen. But right now, amen, just need prayer. Amen. I'm like, amen, Evangelist Biggs. Amen. We work with the development delayed. Amen. And sometimes it can be like taking care of this one and taking care of my husband. My hands get too full to where it look like I'm being stretched. Amen. But if the Lord's continuing to give me the know-how, amen, and when to let go, amen, just know that when it's God, what do I need to do?
Yes, sir. Definitely be praying for you, woman of God. But I hear the word balance. Balance. You need balance. You got to balance your life. Like you do a checkbook, just balance it. Balance it. And discern. You're gonna need the spirit of God to do it. Discern what's the urgency and what's not. You ask God to show you in the spirit what you got to move quick on and what you can just take your time with. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Anybody else need prayer? Anybody else need prayer? Yes, no. 5-6 to come to the platform. We love the Lord tonight. Anybody else? Yes, Jesus.
Go ahead, call us. There's another call on the platform. Go ahead, call us. Unmute your phone. I didn't have a Zoom in my room.
Anybody else? 5-6, come to the platform. We're going to close it off in the next 2-3 minutes. And I'm going to pray for those who put their request in. 5-6. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
5-6. Anybody else? 5-6. Come on to the platform. Is anybody else on the
line? Thank you, Jesus. There is There's one caller on the line, but I'm not able to get him over. It doesn't seem like.
Call us. You can disengage the call and call back in and press *6 and come over to the platform. We'll wait for you. Make sure your phone is not muted.
Prophet Virgil.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. How do I close me off from being on?
*6.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that was the caller that I thought was on the platform. So it looks like the platform is free now.
Amen. Father, we thank you. Everybody, set your heart and your mind on God tonight. Amen. The Lord is getting ready to do some great things in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless him tonight for what he's doing and what he has done. Father, to all those who have submitted requests, to my mother, Prophetess Jones, to those, oh God, evangelists, we thank God for Minister Holly Booker. Okay. We thank God for the staff. We thank God for everybody, for Bradley, for those of you who have submitted those requests for family members that are sick, those brothers, those sisters that have things ailing in their bodies, parents, oh God. We pray tonight, God, that you will move for the lives of your people, that you will break these habits, break these issues that the people battle with, break the issue that they wrestle with. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you help everybody, oh God. Help them come to the place, oh God, that they know where they're wrong. Some people don't know they're wrong, oh God, so Father, help them see, show them. And Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, oh God, for the lives of those that are on this line, oh God, for those that are under the sound of my voice. Father, bind the will of the enemy, God. We speak life, over their bodies, over their health, oh God. We pray, God, their health be restored. We pray healing in their body. We bind sickness. We bind disease, God, for lung issues, God. We pray that those lungs open up for diseases. We bind cancer. We bind cancer tonight. We bind every sin spirit, oh God, even now as evangelist has asked about her husband, oh God. We bind every sin spirit, every spirit of sickness, oh God, that is sent by demonic forces of witchcraft, oh God. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. We overthrow every evil and wicked assignment right now, Father. We call your work done over our lives, Lord. We plead your blood over our lives in the atmosphere, oh God. We decree and declare that all is well in our soul. We thank you for every miracle, every breakthrough, every divine encounter, oh God, everything that you're doing in our life, oh God. Tonight we exalt you like never before. We bless your holy and righteous name.
Yeah,
for the young man, oh God, that's been mishandled, oh God. Heal every area of his life. Move, oh God, for him, oh God. Open every door, God. Help him redeem the time. Help him guide him, God, to where he needs to go. In the name of, we bind every spirit that comes to distract him, to hinder his growth, hinder him where he's going, oh God. We bind every spirit now in the name of Jesus. We pray for an open road for him. Let him be successful, God, in everything he do for you. In Jesus' name we pray for the people of God. Cover your people tonight. Save the young lady, gave her life to you, God. Seal her, oh God, in your glory and your power tonight.
Uh-huh.
Cover under your blood, mm-hmm. this divine will, God. Oh,
I
God, let her fire be lit in her heart, oh God, that she hunger and thirst after you like never before. In the name of Jesus, stir a fire, God. Cultivate by your power and your authority now.
God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory now. In Jesus' name, and the people of God said amen and thank God. Into the hand,
amen.
Our minister
thank
Bradley,
God.
We pray for Roderick. Even now, God, as you cover Roderick now, move for his life and his family, even now, God. Overturn every evil and wicked desire that's being done and played out on his behalf, oh God. We bind the will of the enemy today, and we bring his works to naught, even now, in the name of Jesus. Father, by your will and by your power, we curse the hand of the enemy tonight, and we speak, oh God, that things work out of his favor now, in the name of Jesus. God, we continue to pray strength over my mother, even too. God, that we already prayed for, but strengthen her body. Strengthen her body, oh God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God,
yes,
continue
God.
To strengthen her body. Grow in your will, God. Draw closer to your Father in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let her heart be open to receive more, even now in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise, honor, and glory now for her life, oh God, for the work that she's doing on earth, for the power and the authority, oh God, that you've given unto her, the providence of God.
Yes,
God.
God,
I pray now, oh God, that you bring up your honor to great men in Jesus' name. Use, oh God, to get the glory out of her life, oh God.
God.
Let
yeah,
her bring
yeah,
nations
yeah.
unto you, Jesus. And
Jesus,
yes, we pray.
Lord.
Amen. And thank God. Into the hand, I'm Minister Bradley. God bless you tonight, PNN. We love you, and God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you tonight, man of God. God bless you tonight. We love you. Yes, we do. We appreciate the Lord for you. My God, what a night. What a night. What a night. I don't know about anybody else, but I just don't want to end. Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God on tonight. We are so grateful for all that the Lord has spoken unto us. Amen, Jesus. I know you feel lighter. I know you feel so much better, glory to God, than you did before you came on this line. I know that you feel revived. I know that you feel restored. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know that you're sitting right now in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because truly we are in heavenly places. And the Lord did that for us tonight. Amen. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this word. We bless the Lord tonight for this word. My God, my God. Into, amen. He took us into the flame. Amen. Glory to God, right into the mind of God. And we bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Amen. He showed us expressly how to get there. He showed us expressly how to get there. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. From sanctification to purging. Glory be to God. Amen. To purifying. Glory be to God. And what to do when we get there. Amen. How to beckon. How to beckon. Oh, my God. For him. How to beckon for him. Glory be to God, and we just give God thanks, amen, glory be to God, and how, amen, we can go on in, amen, as we honor him and just adorn him with praise and thanksgiving and blessing him, glory be to God, and then his presence, amen, comes to overshadow us and just consume us. That's what we want, amen, Jesus, glory to God, and that's what he does, Jehovah Makadish. Amen, sanctifies, cleanses, purges, amen. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight, amen, and we have come to know and to understand, glory be to God, that he does not just sanctify us, glory to God, amen, just to sanctify us, but he sanctifies us with purpose, glory to God, for purpose that he has put within us, amen, glory to God, for kingdom work, for kingdom business, amen, and we just thank God on tonight. Glory to God, I'm telling you, we could just go right on down the line, glory to God, but the word has already been preached on tonight, glory to God, but we thank God, amen, I'm telling you, glory to God, what a blessing, what a word on tonight, glory to God, what an encounter on tonight, and we bless God, amen, we thank God, amen, and we pray that you got just what you wanted. Amen. I know I got just what I wanted. Glory be to God. We know that you got just what you wanted from the Lord on tonight. And tonight, people of God, listen. Amen. Jesus, the man of God, has come. Amen. Unselfishly given of himself for these 4 days. For these 4 days. Glory to God. And as you know, amen, Jesus, we don't, glory to God, raise the offering. We don't take an offering plate, glory to God, and send it around, amen, a virtual offering plate. But people of God, we want you to be a blessing. We want you to be a blessing, amen, Jesus. We want you to be a blessing to the man of God, and we will eat, amen, glory to God, from this point forward as the Lord leads, glory to God, amen. We're going to enable you. We're going to open it up for you to be a blessing. Once we have been blessed spiritually, glory to God, then we should bless, amen, the man and woman of God of our substance and what we have and what God has richly blessed us with. So tonight, people of God, so tonight, glory to God, again, the man of God has labored and brought forth the word of God. Amen, Jesus, his anointing, the Lord's anointing has been upon him to break yokes. And as I said already, I know you feel lighter, and so do I. So, people of God, we're going to open it up tonight so you can be blessed. Amen. This is good ground. This is good ground. We want you to sow. Amen. We want you to sow into the man of God, sow into his ministry. I'm going to give you his Cash App number. I'm going to give you his Cash App address. I'm going to give you his Cash App address so that you can sow. So that you can sow into his ministry, you can sow into his life, amen, Jesus, so that you can be blessed, showing the Lord that you appreciate him for what he has done for you, amen. So I'm going to speak slowly, glory to God, so that you can get it, get those pencils ready. What you give is between you and God, amen. Just be led by the Lord in how you sow and be obedient. Glory to God. Be obedient. Whatever the Lord says, so, so. Glory be to God. And his Cash App address is $ I am Dr. D.R. Postel, P-O-S-T-E-L-L. Again, that's $ I am Dr. Postel, P-O-S-T-E-L-L. And again, that's Dr. D-R. Doctor, and I don't spell Dr. out. It's Dr. D-R Postel, P-O-S-T-E-L-L. Amen. So be a blessing to the man of God. So, so, so. Glory to God. Show the Lord that you appreciate his servant. Amen. Appreciate his sacrifice to come here on the PNN. PNN, let's do it. Let's do it right. We know how to do it. Amen. We've been here 3 years, glory to God, and we have not gouged. We have not asked. We have not, amen, constantly come before you, glory to God. But when the Lord unctions, glory to God, we want to be obedient. So take that Cash App address. Be a blessing to the man of God. Whatever you can sow, sow it in Jesus' name. Amen. To the man of God. And listen, people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy. You can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. We really encourage you to get a copy. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. Get it for yourself. Be a blessing. Glory to God. And to you can certainly, tonight you can certainly get a copy for someone else. We want you to text. All you have to do is text us. We'll send it directly to your phone. The first number is 229-529-0914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. Another number that you can text to get your copy is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can also reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234, 678-608-7234. Don't forget as well, people of God, you can access this broadcast or any of our broadcasts on our Prayer News Network Facebook page. There we house all of our messages. If there are any that are not there, you can certainly reach out to us at any of those three numbers that we just mentioned, and we'll get you your copy. But go out to our Facebook page, click and listen. Click and send a copy. Send a copy via Messenger. click and tag somebody. Tag them. Just tag it and put it on somebody's page, whomsoever you know the Lord is leading you to send it to. Amen. You can get it there, or you can go out to our prayer group, the New ReArt Prayer Group 52. The New ReArt Prayer Group 52. The broadcast is also housed in that prayer group. Also, if you're not on Facebook, we got you covered. If you're not on Facebook, you can go out to Google. Just Google Prayer News Network. And once you Google it, it's going to bring you right to our blog radio, Radio 6, and you'll be able to get a copy there. Also, we want to let you know that if there are those of you that like the blog, you can access our blog there if you would like to as well. So however you want, and don't forget, you can go out to Prayer News Network Radio 6. That's our blog radio handle. You can go out there and certainly listen there as often as you like. So, people of God, we got it covered on all bases. Amen. Glory to God, as many as the Lord has given us access to right now. Go out and get a copy. We always encourage you to listen to it again. Listen to the broadcast again. It's good to listen to it while it's fresh in your spirit. It's good to listen to it. Don't let many days pass. Amen. But listen to it again while it's fresh in your spirit. And glean. Amen. Glory to God. Man of God, we thank God for you on tonight. We appreciate you so much. Glory to God. Amen. We pray, amen, people of God, that you do what the Lord is leading you to do, to bless the man of God after he has poured out unto you specially. We want to do what's right because we want to get the full blessing. Isn't that right? Glory to God. We're walking in spirit now. We're walking in righteousness, and we're walking in truth. So we want to do it right. This is your new beginning. Amen. So let's do it right. Glory be to God. So at this time, we are going to ask you, Evangelist Vaughn, if you will come back, amen, and bless the man of God on behalf of the PNN. And after Evangelist Vaughn, amen, we'll turn it back over to you, man of God, for other remarks and for the dismissal. And to as well, let everyone know how they can follow you on your social media platforms. God bless you, Evangelist.
And amen. Thank God tonight, amen, for the word. Amen. We was truly blessed. Praise God, amen, tonight, amen. And we thank God for you, amen, Apostle. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you tonight, Father, for what our ears have heard, oh God, and our heart have received. Lord, we thank you tonight, Father, for a soap word tonight. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for direction. We thank you tonight, God, for sanctification. We thank you, Lord, because we realize, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, we can't do nothing, oh God, without you. And we thank you tonight for the message and the messenger. Father, we ask you, oh God, Lord, to restore back in him everything that he has given to your people tonight. And Father, we ask you to bless him, oh God. Order his footsteps, oh God, in your word, oh God. Bless him, hallelujah, thousandfold, oh God. Bless the family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Use him, oh God, for your glory. And we thank you tonight, oh Father. We ask it all. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. We give God honor and praise on tonight. We thank God for all of you. Amen. For those who are sowing tonight, the Lord instructed me to pray a special blessing over your seed. And that ain't trying to get everybody to sow, but that's just, I mean, obedient to the will of God. Listen, if you are a member of Elohim, we are in service tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Don't forget to bring your own scriptures that you've been studying this week because it is Word Study Night. Amen. And if you want to fellowship with us at any time during our regular services or conference line services, you can find us on our conference line. The number is 667-770-1245, and the code is 9538941. So that's 667-770-1245, and the code is 9538941. If you are on Instagram, we can be found on Instagram at KMI, the Fellowship. It has a one of the badges up there, so it's KMI, the Fellowship. And that's on Instagram. if you want to find us on YouTube, not YouTube, or YouTube, it's Elohim International Revival Center on YouTube. If you look for us on Facebook, KMI Fellowship of Churches, WWA, Elohim's Revival Center International. That's KMI Fellowship of Churches, WWA, Elohim's Revival Center International. All right, so on any of those mediums, you can find us and locate us. Let me make sure that I have the right code for the conference line for you guys, because I always use the admin code. I don't ever use the other code, but and we thank God for the staff, the PNN Network. We also thank God for the staff, the ministry staff that came over with me. Amen. And we thank God for all of you who have been here. To those whose lives have been changed, and also we thank God for you. Keep seeking the will of God. Keep pressing into the will of God, and the Lord will continue to grow you and enhance you. Listen, you've got to really hold on to God. Amen. You got to really hold on to God. Line number is going to be 667-770-1245, and the code is 9538941 pound. And if those who need access for a backup number, the backup number is 206-451-6085, 206-451-6085, and then you will do the 667-770-1245. And it may require the code, so please still keep the code. It's 9538941 pound. 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, we are in service. Monday through Friday. Amen. Amen. Without further ado, we're going to pray tonight, and we thank God for all of you. This has been a night, a week, or a couple of days of empowerment. Amen. Next time, I'll try to be on here a little longer, if God permits. Amen. Pray now. Father, we thank you, God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. Lord, we thank you for this line, this ministry, these people. God, we pray that you will breathe into these people, breathe into this line, God, like never before. Bless those under the sound of my voice. We kindle a set fire in their lives, oh God, like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you will keep the host of the line, keep the team, keep the staff, oh God, strengthen them even now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray by your power and your authority, oh God, that you will bind the will of the enemy and bring us what's going on now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we pray even now for those that are giving, oh God, that you will bless every seed that's sown. Let the seed that is sown, oh God, open doors for lives, oh God. Let it open, oh God, for their lives, Father. Let it open for their family, God. I pray that this seed, oh God, is not just a seed just in the anointing, God, that's on my life, oh God, but this seed, oh God, is sown into their future and sowing into their destiny, God. And Father, bless every harvest, bless every adventure, bless every work venture, bless every business, bless every ministry, Father. Everything that you're getting ready to do, God, bless your people and their seed. God, you said you'll open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings over them that they won't have room enough to receive. So, Father, I release this hour a prophetic blessing, God, a prophetic reward over every seed. God, let every seed that is sown, let a demand be made, let a petition be made, let a prophetic reward be given. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and thank God. If you still need access to any of those numbers or any of those mediums, just contact Minister Bradley, and she'll be able to reach out to me to get you the information. God bless you tonight. I love you, PNN. Thank God for all of you into the hands of your host.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, what a night, what a night. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, it's one of those nights when you just sit in silence in the presence of the Lord and think about all he's said and all he's done, and just soak in, glory be to God, just soak in his presence, amen, glory to God. Don't be so quick to run out of his presence, but sit and soak, amen, glory be to God, for the Lord has truly done a work tonight, amen. Listen, people of God, come back on tomorrow night. Be sure to come back on tomorrow night, glory to God. Bring somebody with you. Tell somebody about the Prayer News Network, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This concludes our broadcast for tonight.
This session is no longer being recorded.